from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Yeah! Back to more of the Morning Shift
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on the Morning Shift.
We are going in the huddle, and Falcons offensive coordinator Zach Robinson only talked to D. Orlando Ledbetter of the AJC, and he had this to say about Kyle Pitts. He's basically learning two different positions. There's some tight end and there's some receiver. So he's got a lot on his plate. He's handled it really well. I'm just excited to see him continue to get more comfortable in the system. So,
well, look, we'll talk to Uncle D coming up at 8:20. People love D-Led, as the beat writer and the award-winning beat writer of the Atlanta Falcons here for the AJC. So we'll talk to him about that interview. But a little bit of insight, I guess, but I don't think there's anything reading the article that stuck out to me as surprising. I think it's just nice to see these guys all start to settle in. I mean, I don't even know that we've gotten to a point in this room, maybe on the station, where it sounds normal saying OC Zach Robinson and head coach Raheem Morris and all those things. It's just starting to be real because we are inching towards training camp, thankfully, and have a lot of that to look forward to. But it nothing shocking, I think, from a lot of this, just a lot of good insight.
No, it was good, and we know that Pitts is feeling a lot healthier than he did last season. And that was according to tight ends coach Kevin Cogger, who did talk to Orlando as well, or D-Led, I should say. But he did say this. He said, there were some things, and even he will probably tell you that he didn't feel 100%, but Kyle is a tough kid. He wasn't being the type of guy, well, no, I can't play. If he was good enough to play, he was going to play. I think that some of that was coming off that knee and him not feeling too confident in putting that foot in the ground and being able to change direction. So, and Cogger also saw a lot of progress in the offseason. But, yeah, you hear that from a lot of guys after coming back, and girls too. When you're coming back from an ACL injury, you know, it's kind of, you have to wait for that first hit to happen, that first plant to happen, or that first cut to happen for you to feel really good. And sometimes it's a mental hurdle that you have to cover, and it doesn't come right away for everybody to feel comfortable. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I think he played a lot of receiver in the first year under Oscar Smith. So, he's not unfamiliar. I think it's just the offense, and it's the new offense and some of the things they're going to want to do. I think they're going to try to feature him in a multitude of ways with routes. I do see them working back in, you know, the little shallow drags where you kind of get him in space and let him try to turn up field and honestly just go. But I thought it was interesting, and I'm going to ask D-Led when we have him on at 8:20 about it, is that I wonder how affected he was when the loss of Matt Ryan, because this offense in 21 was completely different than it was the other 2 years under Arthur Smith. And it was much more open, and Kyle Pitts was a much better player when he had an effective quarterback. In the last 2 years, he hasn't had that. Injured or not, he has not had that.
Well, I think to me the biggest kind of takeaway, or at least statement, comes from the tight ends coach Cogger, and he says that I think some of it last year, coming off the ACL, unplanned change of direction, right? We talk about change of direction, but there is a difference in knowing I'm about to cut in a route and knowing it's coming and having somebody jump in front of me and me having to react, right? So unplanned change of direction is me kind of the biggest takeaway from that, but I'm with you. I want to ask D-Led about that as well, because I don't know I don't know that I've been as hard on anybody in a Falcons uniform as I was on Kyle Pitts last year. And it's because at times the effort seemed to be lacking. There were times he looked like maybe he was hurt, but there are other times he just looked disenchanted with what his role was.
And so I wonder,
curious to see how that turns out.
But how much of that is not feeling right, and how much of that is frustration with not only the play calling, but the quarterback as well? Because there were a couple of times where the balls were overthrown, but I was like, yeah, but maybe you could have laid out for that, you know, or maybe you could have, you look like you pulled up, or I maybe not being on the same page. I don't know, but there was, it was clearly not 100%, and there was clearly some disenchantment with what was happening on that field with him and the quarterback play call.
Yeah, I agree.
This from ESPN senior national NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler. And ESPN surveyed league executives, coaches, and scouts to help them rank the top 10 players at 11 different positions, from quarterback to cornerback and everything in between. We talked about this in the previous week where I believe we were highlighting, what was it last week?
Oh, we
Jesse Bates, right?
Yeah,
safety position.
Yes.
So now we're talking about the offensive line, and Chris Lindstrom is ranked number 2 in interior O lineman by NFL execs, scouts, and coaches. So he's behind Zach Martin of the Dallas Cowboys, Quentin Nelson of the Colts, Joe Thuney of the Chiefs, and Joel Bitonio of the Cleveland Browns. That rounds out your top 5 on that list. But again, Lindstrom coming in at number 2.
Yeah, I think he's top 10. I don't think he's 2. I think Joe Tony's ahead of him. Quentin Nelson had a good bounce back year. I think Joe Bitonio is ahead of him as well. Obviously, Zach Martin. The interesting part to me was he was ranked as high as 1 by the people interviewed, and as low as not in the top 10.
7, as low as, well, actually it says, right?
Well, that was last year's
was
ranking
last
was
year's
7.
Ranking was
his
7.
Lowest ranking was he wasn't in the top 10. That means That means someone watched the Derrick Brown film and was like, this isn't a top guard in the league. And that's unfair, because Derrick Brown's one of the best interior defensive linemen.
Does that to a lot of people. Yes.
But I don't know.
Here's what I will say. I firmly believe that, and he's sandwiched between Zach Martin and Quentin Nelson. Firmly believe both those guys are first ballot Hall of Famers. I don't know that Chris Lindstrom is to that point just yet for me. And I think, and we've talked about this before, I am curious to see how he reacts to a little bit different offense that he will be asked to run this year. I do think at points he will be asked to pull. I do think he will be asked to pull on A-gap plays. I don't think it's a ton. You're not doing some, you know, the counter plays and some of the other things that you do in some of these offenses throughout the NFL, like the Eagles and Landon Dickerson and other things. But he will be asked to do things differently than he's done in his entire career. And I hope that he's able to adjust that well. I do, to your point, I do think he's a top 10 guard. 2, and putting him in front of Quentin Nelson and all the way back to Joel Bitonio, who is a Jesse. I'm not sure I'm right on board with that.
Is pulling something? I actually think pulling will be good for him. He's more agile guy. He's a smaller guy than some of the guards in the league. I think pulling won't be an issue for him. What I worry about is some of the pass protections, the pass sets, where he is gonna, you know, because if you're gonna be, even if you're balanced this year, I think, and now he's obviously done it before, but I think that would be a more of a, that's just my thought. I didn't play offensive line in the league, though.
It's a good point. He should be very, very good at pulling, but it's not as easy as just being athletic and getting in somebody's way. You have to have a certain mindset to do that, and I think that he will, but it will be different than anything he's ever done. I will say this about the pass protection, watching what the Rams do, a lot of play action similar to what Arthur Smith does, but a lot of play action out of the shotgun as opposed to under, which I think will help him out a little bit and help out the tackles as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.